special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey, all season long. The Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value Hardware Store. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Lafra Forest Products. For more than six generations, Lafra Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management, South Street in Middlebury. And Denniker Chevrolet, Route 7 South of Middlebury, and at DennikerChevrolet.com.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And live from the Koppel Community Center in Hartford, Connecticut, this is Middlebury Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. This afternoon, your Middlebury Panthers take on the Trinity College Bantams. This is the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. Brett Luther here in snowy Hartford, Connecticut. Very, very bad weather outside here, unlike what it's like back home in Middlebury. Nice and dry there. The snow coming down, and the Panthers here to take on the Trinity Bantams. Last night, the Panthers about 15 minutes away against the Wesleyan Cardinals, and a game that didn't really get off to as good of a start as the Panthers had wanted to. On the power play, the 11:21 mark, the Cardinals would get on the board first. Save made out in front by Klein. Rebound. Diving attempt and a good job at that by Malinowski to keep in for Wesleyan. Behind the Middlebury cage it goes. A pass out in front for a shot that saved. Malinowski step to a shot. Score! All alone in the left wing faceoff circle. Malinowski found his man. I do believe that was Tyler Wyatt. Either way, with 8:39 to go in the first, it's now 1-0 Wesleyan.
Well, it was Harris on the goal, his third of the season. Malinowski and Klein getting the assist, making it 1-0 Wesleyan. They would expand that lead to 2-0 at the 15:20 mark. It would go 2-0 like this.
Around the far side boards, and now the Cardinals come back out with it. Long stretch pass on the mark. Moving in on the minute. Breakaway score! Dylan Hulls found himself in a breakaway on the left wing side and beat Stephen Klein. And with 4:40 to go in the first period, Wesleyan now leads 2-0.
Hulls gets his sixth of the season from Harbison at 15:20. It would be 2-0 Wesleyan after one period of play. Wesleyan outshot Middlebury in that first period, 15-7. Second period, the lead would expand 3-0, courtesy of Theo Tidingo.
Yamalong sends down low, gets it back to the left point, White. Check that, that's not White, it's 17, Tidingo. He's got it. Shooting score! Theo Tidingo got it through a screen. Not sure if it was tipped or not. But with 15:26 to go in the second, Wesleyan threatening to completely run and hide in this game. They're up 3-0.
Practically did. Tidingo's second of the season. Babcock got the assist at 4:52. That was on the power play as well, making the score 3-0. It was at that point that the Panthers started to claw their way back into the game. And at the 10:52 mark, freshman Trevor Turnbull would pull one back for Middlebury.
In the right wing corner, sends around Harbison and Turnbull gonna have a big collision. Also helping out in that battle was Lima. Buck put out in front, Turnbull shooting and a save by Springings. Rebound, score!
the second period, a goal mouth scramble has cut the lead down to 3-1. Trevor Turnbull on the goal, his third of the season, unassisted at 10:52, made it 3-1. And then on the power play, the Panthers would pull to within one goal, courtesy of a gorgeous tip by Mark McClellan.
Middlebury 0-for-1 with the man advantage. Neary's got it. Shooting, deflected, score! A power play goal against the nation's number one penalty-killing unit. Tipped in front by McClellan. And with 1:43 to go in the second, the Panthers have cut the lead to 3-2.
McClellan's first of the season. He'd been snake-bitten all season long, but finds the deflection home right through the five-hole of Dawson Spriggings. It was McClellan's first from Neary and Conrad at 18-17 to make it 3-2 after two periods of play. Each team in the second had nine shots on goal. Off we went to the third. Still a shot advantage for Wesleyan by a 24-16 count. No goals in the third period. Wesleyan was outshot by Middlebury 8-6 in the third for the game. Wesleyan had 30 shots, Middlebury 24. And in the end, the Cardinals would hold off the Panthers by a final score of 3-2. Last night here, Trinity took care of Williams 3-0. A scoreless game for a good chunk of it. First half of the game was scoreless. Trinity would pop one home early in the third and eventually pull away for the 3-0 victory over Williams. Goals in that game, all three goals actually were scored in the third period. Anthony Sabitsky had two of them. Connor Hegarty got the third one, an empty netter with 48 seconds to go to give the Bantams a 3-0 win. So Trinity comes into this one with a record of 7-3-1 overall in the season, and in the NESCAC they are 3-2. Middlebury owns 7 in NESCAC play, 0-10-1 overall. When we come back, we will look at the other games going on in NESCAC play this afternoon, also give you the keys to the game, get you set up. Middlebury and Trinity right here from Hartford. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at the Koppel Center, where Middlebury and Trinity will get set to square off in NESCAC action this afternoon. There are three other NESCAC games and one non-league game involving a NESCAC team this afternoon. Colby is at Amherst for a 3 p.m. start. Colby, of course, lost to Hamilton last night 2-1. Speaking of Hamilton, they will host Bowdoin at 3 p.m. Bowdoin got hammered by Amherst last night 7-3. And then along with this game, Williams is at Wesleyan. All those games going on right now. Williams and Wesleyan. Williams, of course, lost here last night by a final score of 3-0. And so let's take a look quickly at what's going on with all those games this afternoon, because this one, the last one to get started at 4 p.m. All the other 3 p.m. games are going on right now. In fact, it's Williams leading Wesleyan 2-1 late first period, if not at the end of the first period in that one. They're about to start the second in Amherst. Colby and Amherst are tied at one apiece. And, of course, Hamilton, and we have to find the video feed for that one. Hamilton leads Bowdoin 1-0 after the first period of play. That is in Clinton, New York. Those are the other three games going on in NESCAC play. Tufts taking on Plymouth State. The tournament hosted by Endicott. Now we'll get going at 5 p.m. So the Tufts Jumbos in a non-league game going to take on Plymouth State today. And then, of course, tomorrow, depending on what happens today, Tufts will play a game tomorrow as well. Connecticut College has the weekend off. They just beat Manhattanville on Thursday night by a score of 5-2. So those are the games going on around NESCAC this afternoon on a snowy Saturday afternoon here in Hartford, Connecticut. Our keys to the game for this one and for Middlebury, going up against the Trinity team that has been very good, 7-3-1 on the season, of course won the national championship a couple of years ago. Number one is survive the 5-on-5s. Try not to make the mistakes in 5-on-5 hockey. We say that because Trinity this season is a plus 24 in terms of even strength play. They've scored 33 goals on the campaign and allowed just 9 goals when playing even strength 5-on-5 hockey. And so that's point number one. Just try not to make any limit the mistakes against this Bantams team in 5-on-5 play. Point number two is find more shots to the net. And that's something that we've seen the Panthers struggle with this season. And they'll get some shots on goal, but start throwing more pucks at the net. Try to create that traffic in front. Just do the gritty, grimy things that sometimes will benefit in a goal, or at least a lot of sustained pressure and possibly a little bit of a breakdown in the Trinity zone. That's going to be probably the best way to pop goals home against this Bantams team here this afternoon. And then number three, the key number three in this game is going to be take that mentality, take that attitude when the team was down 3-0 last night, that fighter's mentality, and come out swinging in this one. Middlebury, when they went down 3-0, didn't just hang their heads and say, all right, well, let's call it a game, let's get ready for tomorrow. They clawed their way back again, showing their resiliency. They showed some spirit in that game. Let's see if they can do that for a full 60 minutes here this afternoon and bring that spirit, bring that passion, bring that energy to the entire game against Trinity, because even though Trinity is a very good team, in NESCAC play, these teams are so close that any bounce one way or the other could give Middlebury the opportunity for a victory. Those are the keys to the game as we look at the lineups going into this one, or at least how the line chart is set up for the Panthers. Danny Jacobs will once again center a line with Trevor Turnbull and Mitch Allen. Connor Lloyd will end up centering Camille Tkachuk and Mark McClellan today. Jimmy McKee is centering up Vinny Gesanti and Travis Stevens. And Sun Ho Park will be on a line with Mark Lyman and Greg Conrad. The D pairings, Brendan Dawson, David Bellucci, are one pair. Brett Dineen, Andrew Neary, another one. And Danny Tighe going back at, well, being listed at defense, he's essentially 13 forward with Frank Cosolito as another D pair. And keep in mind, this is all because there is just many injuries that the Panthers have to endure this season. Several players not in the lineup. Matt Doherty scratched. Zach Weir is scratched from the lineup. Ethan Cohen's another scratch. He's always Spencer Cage. All of these injury scratches for the Panthers. So Neil Sinclair really having to piece together a lineup to go out there and try to take advantage of things here this afternoon. Hopefully, these players can come back into the fold and help the Panthers out down the stretch. But once again, no Matt Doherty, no Joey Pacini's not in the lineup this afternoon. Zach Weir not in the lineup. Ethan Cohen not in the lineup. Spencer Cage is another scratch to go along with. And I do believe that is it for the scratches for Middlebury here this afternoon. But some key players not in the lineup for the Panthers. Don't have a Trinity line chart as of yet. Can't give you their line combinations to speak of, but they still have some dangerous players on their side of the ledger. Ryan Cole leading the team with 17 points, 5 goals and 12 assists. Sean Orlando with 16 points on 6 goals, 10 assists. Anthony Sabitsky leads the team in goal scoring. He's got 8, 5 helpers to go along with it with 13 points. Another double-digit point scorer in Tyler Whitney, 5 goals, 7 assists for 12 points. The leading goaltender for Trinity, Alex Moran, is 5-3-1 on the season, a .913 save percentage. The goals against is at 2.10. Not sure if he's going to start. Probably will get the start today for Trinity. Teddy Logbrough is the backup, 2-0 with a .944 save percentage, 0.52 goals against average. Scoring for Middlebury, Vinny Gisanti leads the way for the Panthers with 5 goals and an assist, 6 points. Greg Conrad's got 3 goals and 1 assist, as does Trevor Turnbull on the season. Mitch Allen, 2 goals and 2 assists. Mark McClellan on the goal and 3 assists. And Andrew Neary, 4 helpers. All those players have 4 points on the season. Mark Lyman and Danny Jacobs with a goal and 2 assists, rounding out the top scorers for Middlebury. Stephen Klein's gotten the lion's share of the starts for the Panthers, 8 of them to be exact. He's 0-7-1, a .309 goals against and a .913 save percentage. Brian Ketchabaugh, who is the backup again to this afternoon, 0-3 on the season, a 3.45 goals against average and an .890 save percentage. When we come back, we hope to have starting lineups for you, final touches as Middlebury and Trinity will get set to square off here from the Coppell Community Center in Hartford, Connecticut. You're listening to Middlebury Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Village Gifts is a gift store in the Village of Jericho. It's where you'll find gifts for birthdays, holidays, and game days. Gifts for kids and adults. Toys, games, puzzles, adult coloring books, figurines, jewelry, scarves. Something for everyone. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at the Koppel Community Center, where it will be the Middlebury Panthers and the Trinity Bantams squaring off in about 8.5 minutes here in Hartford, Connecticut, as we get ready for Trinity, who comes in to this game with a record of 7-3-1 on the season, not ranked in the USCHO Division III men's poll, but a team that is ranked, Hamilton, the first place team in the NESCAC, 4-0-2 in NESCAC play, 9-0-2 overall, and Hamilton came into this ranking period, which was done January 2nd. Hamilton came in ranked 9th in the nation. Middlebury on Tuesday will take on Norwich, who are ranked number 2 in the nation by the USCHO at 12-1-1. So the schedule does not get any easier for Middlebury College going into the next few games. Our officials have taken to the ice, and the teams will head out onto the playing surface at any moment now. Middlebury, with their bench right below us, as well as their entrance to the ice, will be going from, I believe, right to left in the first period. And Trinity will come out from the opposite end. Their bench and the opposite end, as well as the penalty boxes, they'll be going, we believe, from left to right. As we now just await the Bantams as they come out of the locker room and will take to the ice, led by their goaltender, Alex Moran. And Trinity in the white jerseys, trimmed in navy blue and gold, take the ice to our broadcast left. Alex Moran scuffing up his crease, the gold-painted crease. And inside the nets, painted gold, yellowish gold, if you will. The Panthers now on the ice in their navy blue uniforms, trimmed in white. Stephen Klein scuffing up the crease far right. As we will give you the starting lineups and also tell you, this has been the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. As the public address announcer will read the starting lineups. The forwards, number 37, Mark McClellan, a junior from Surrey, British Columbia, on the right wing. From Oakville, Ontario, sophomore, number 38, Camille Kachuk, is on the left side. Danny Jacobs centering once again. Same sign forwards yesterday. Danny Jacobs, a freshman from Needham, Massachusetts, wearing number 39. Defenseman Brett Deneen, number 33, a freshman from Marion, Massachusetts, to go along with Andrew Neary, the captain, a senior from Milton, Massachusetts, wearing number 5. And in goal, Stephen Klein, number 31, a junior from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. That's the starting lineups for Coach Neil Sinclair's Middlebury Panthers. The sophomore from Plano West from Dallas, Texas, number 8, Nick Johnson, is one defenseman. Anthony Sabitsky, number 19, a junior. He's a forward from Sicklerville, New Jersey. He's joined by Ryan Cole, forward from Anchorage, Alaska, number 14. Liam Feeney, number 10. He's playing defense, a freshman from Foxborough, Massachusetts. And another forward, number 23, Anthony Chug, freshman. He's a defensive as well. In Mesa, Arizona. And in goal, he might be playing forward. In goal, Alex Moran, a junior from St. Hubert, Quebec. National anthem here. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
There's a beautiful furniture store in Middlebury that you have to check out. It's Woodware Fine Furniture. They have dining and living room sets in gorgeous woods like cherry, maple, and oak. Chairs, sofas, bedding, and great varieties of all. Or if you don't see it there, just ask Drew and he can probably get it for you. Woodware also provides shipping and delivery. You've probably seen the Woodware truck. It's everywhere. Woodware Fine Furniture. Handmade, woodcrafts, toys, and fine furniture for 30 years. Woodware, Route 7 South, Middlebury.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denninger.
It's Tom Daneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Daneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Daneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Daneker deals, and we make you smile. At Daneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Daneker Virgens, or DenekerChevrolet.com.
Daneker Chevrolet.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1, WVTK.
Both teams huddling by their respective goals. Last minute gathering, if you will, as we get set. Middlebury and Trinity, first of two meetings between the two squads. Last season, Trinity swept both games. Overtime win at Middlebury, a regulation win 4-1 here. In fact, it's been a while since Middlebury has defeated Trinity. In fact, you have to go all the way back to the 2012-13 season, a 3-2 win by Middlebury. Trinity has won six in a row in this rivalry, and seven of the last eight. We are underway here in Hartford. Panthers in navy blue, trimmed in white, going from right to left. Trinity in the white jerseys, trimmed in navy blue and gold, going from left to right. This goes all the way down into an icing early against the Bantams. And a face-off all the way down in the Trinity zone. 15 seconds into this contest. No score. Alex Moran in the goal to our left, as we had said, overall. A 5-3-1 mark. 2.10 goals against average and a 9-13 save percentage. He was having to take a look at things here as the shot goes up and over his shoulder and the bar. That last taken by, it looks like it was Tkachuk that took that one. Puck loose and then dumped down low. Intercepted and the skate out by Trinity. And the Chug dumps it into the zone. Puck wrapped around the boards. Chug trying to get to the loose puck, instead sent down low. A couple players battle for it. Still tied up. Camille Tkachuk pushing off a Bantam down low. It's a two-on-two tussle before puck finally works free and around the wall. Stepping up, Brendan Cole. Eventually back to the point where it's going to be sent down low by Sam Johnson. Behind the net, this one goes. Brett Dineen picks up the loose puck and gets it out to center. McClellan tries to send it further. Chopped down a couple of times. Can't clear the zone. Instead, it's dumped in to the Bantam end by Danny Jacobs. Line change on for the Panthers. Minute 20 gone by here. First period, no score. Onside play moving in the other direction. Mark Knowlton, his shot goes wide. Rebound near side corner to our right. Body put on. Brendan Cole made the play, though. Behind the net. And a centering pass out in front. Save made by Klein. Off the one-timer from TJ Sherman, number six. This one sent up and out to center. Panthers coming into the zone on it quickly. Allen, a rising shot, catches the boards. Rebound is to the blue line and out to center. Slugged right back into the zone by Connor Lloyd, number 44. Bantams come up and out with it. This goes all the way down. No icing, as they're saying. The Panthers could have played the puck instead of the body, and so we go on. One pass on up ahead to Lloyd. Gives it right to Vinny Gisanti in front of the Panther bench, right below us. Gisanti, wearing number 18, dumps it into the Trinity zone and goes after it. First man to it, Griffin Martin, number 7. He turns it over, though, an opportunity shot and a save made by Moran. The rebound to the point. Andrew Neary, number 5, sends it around. Travis Stevens, number 9, couldn't catch up to it. Instead, it comes to Ryan Pfeffer, number 21. He couldn't control. Puck behind the net. Here, the Panthers right below us, hooting and hollering, as they like the forechecking pressure early. Now the other way, Tyler Whitney, number 15. He takes a shot from the top of the right wing circle. That's grabbed and held on to by Stephen Klein, the goaltender. 17-20 to go, first period, no score. Face-off will be to the left of Stephen Klein. Off the draw, Feeney controls for Trinity. Try to put it down low, but it's intercepted, sent out of the zone this time by Greg Conrad, number 25. Hit put on right at the blue line, a dump in from center. He's knocked down with a legal stick that time by Chug, I should say. Chug turns it over. Panthers in possession. A pass out to the point, deflected, and back into the neutral zone. Brendan Dawson, number 2, with it. Goes cross-ice. Brett Denny, number 33. Onto the stick of number 19, Mark Lyman. Lyman gets it into the Bantam zone and dumps in further, avoiding the net at all costs that time. It was Danny Jacobs. He'll drop back. Panthers, a little bit of a new look we're seeing here, as this looks like it's a 1-3-1 forecheck the Panthers are utilizing this afternoon against Trinity. A step ahead. Here's Savitsky. Onside play. Savitsky centered it out in front, but that's intercepted. And the Panthers come away with it. The skinhead, Camille Tkachuk, tries an inside-out move that could not be successful. Panthers still in possession, though. A little shuffleboard back to the point where Neary steps up and tries to slug low. The players tie up with it. 4 minutes gone by. First period. Still no score. The skinhead Savitsky gains the red line, dumps in, was looking for a change, none called for. Jimmy McKee, number 6, sends around the wall. Next up on it, Mitch Allen, number 26. The give and the chip in by McClellan. Line change on for the Panthers. Intercept David Bellucci, number 42. He gets into the zone and is upended. Panthers wide, a penalty call, none given. Buck comes to the blue line, where it's gloved down by Bellucci, and it's eventually knocked out to center. Quickly back in. Allen in a stick battle with, well, looks like TJ Sherman, number 6. Puck back to the Trinity end, and now with it is Dawson. The chip ahead, turned around and slugged into the zone by Trevor Turnbull, number 20. Behind the Trinity goal, Moran sets it up. Puck comes up and out to center. Back for it, Dawson. Trying to make a pass on ahead to Lloyd's, intercepted. Orlando steps in. Orlando scores! A pair of Panthers collided, and that gave the opportunity for Orlando to step all the way around. Sean Orlando, I should say, with goal number 7. Bantams on the board first, 1-0. Time at a goal. Sean Orlando just had a free run to get into the zone. Once the Panthers collided, I think it was, I couldn't tell which two Panthers collided, but either way, it gave Orlando a nice little lane in the high slot, and he snapped one past Klein, who had anticipated an earlier shot. Now dumped into the Trinity zone, Jasanti goes after it. Jasanti behind the net, tried to put out in front, said hits the side of the net, and Trinity skates the other way. Whitney with it. In the zone, a shot taken by Tyler Whitney is knocked aside by Klein. A rebound, another shot in the right wing circle, saved by Klein as well. Ryan Pepper, the latest one to take a shot there. 1-0 Trinity, 14-16 to go, first period. And the Bantams dump it into the Panthers zone, come off for a change. Long pass is sent all the way down. No tip, so it'll be icing against the Panthers. And faceoff all the way back in the Middlebury zone with 14:08 to go here in the first period. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein, won by Trinity. Chug shot deflected and goes into the far side corner. Stevens tries to spin it out of his zone, couldn't do so. Stevens now tied up with Ross Mandigo, number 11. It becomes a 2-on-2 battle that Mandigo comes away with. Ross Mandigo behind the net, sends to the point, Chug. Ross ice pass, the tip in by Feeney. Behind the net, now Neary with it. Gives a little pass, point puck comes up to the point but not out. A shot by Chug from there is deflected into the near corner. Bantams have it behind the cage, sent it out in front, off the post, stays out. The rebound is missed. Golden opportunity for Bradley Bovenow, number nine, I should say. It's knocked aside, and now it comes out to center. Line change on for both teams as the Panthers dump into the Trinity zone. 13:15 to go, first period, 1-0 Trinity, looking for more with this rush. Into the zone, Ryan Cole, number 14. Cole had it knocked off his stick. Puck comes to the blue line, and it's slapped down in the zone by Mark Lyman. Savitsky goes back for the dump in by Sam Johnson. Around the wall it goes. And she tapped forward Lyman's pass. McKee couldn't handle. Cole trying to corral a bouncing puck and does. A turnaround pass missed the mark and goes into the corner. There's two Coles, the other one being Brandon Cole, number 27. We've not called his name as of yet. Board battle, far side. Conrad and Savitsky got together. Now McKee tied up with a bantam on the far corner. Puck comes to the point. Eventually to the near point, and a slap shot by Sam Johnson goes wide. A rebound to the near side corner to our right yet again. Panthers cannot clear the zone. 12:15 now to go. First period. 1-0 Trinity. Spinning around. A cross ice pass deflected. And this will come up and out of the zone. Panthers on a line change. Quickly, puck comes the other way. Nobody comes off the Trinity bench. They don't get called for too many men. In the meantime, it gives a shot for Tkachuk that's deflected to the near corner. A couple players tie up with it. Puck behind the net. Kachuk's got it. Stuff attempt out front, deflected to the point. Neary keeps. Andrew Neary snaps one towards goal. St. Moran, a rebound right through the crease. Bellucci steps up. Left wing circle for a shot that's deflected behind. Now loose, and the Bantams look to cut out the center and will. Back for Bellucci. Cross ice to Neary. Back for Bellucci again. Near sideboards. Pass that's not handled by Lloyd. But the secondary help comes from Tkachuk. He had it chopped off his stick, though, and out of the other way, Knowlton. Knowlton in the near corner, trying to put out in front. Instead, bounces off the side of the net. Behind the Middlebury cage. Eventually corralled and set up. Touch passing Hegarty with it. His shot deflected wide. Rebound, far point. The pinch in by Martin. Sends behind the net. A centering pass out front. That's blocked down. Bantams have been getting several good opportunities with their passing combinations here in the first period. 10:49 remaining first frame. 1-0 Trinity. From the blue line, a drive right into the midsection of Stephen Klein. And held on to Brandon Cole. Mentioned just a moment ago, taking that shot. 10:44, first period, 1-0 Trinity, courtesy of Sean Orlando's seventh goal of the season. That goal was Orlando unassisted at 5:01, by the way. Trinity in possession of the puck. In the corner with it, Adam Anderson, number 24. Anderson couldn't control off the board. Panthers get it out to the neutral zone, not without pressure from Pepper. Trevor Turnbull now in the Bantam zone, sends it around the boards. Picked up there and held on to for the moment by Danny Jacobs before he wraps it around. Near side board battle now, becomes a 2-on-2. Back to the point, Dawson. Cross ice for the one-timer by Deneen that's shanked. It's a towards goal, though, and the Panthers still have possession. Jacobs tied up behind the net, this time with Martin. Puck pops free. Turnbull sends it around. Allen, cross-ice pass. Deneen back for Turnbull. It's knocked off of his stick, and out to center come the Bantams. Anderson, a good pass. Now another one across, and a save made by Klein. Tyler Whitney had found himself alone on the right-wing side, but Klein got the blocker out. Panthers trying to come out to center, but just tenacious pressure this time by Tyler Whitney. Panthers finally do get it to center and dump in. 9:25 to go, first period. 1-0 Trinity with the lead. Bantams come out to the neutral zone. A pass ahead, onside for a shot, and a rasper by Sleeper that goes wide. Rebound down low, corralled by Mandigo. That's Mandigo. Sends it back out to the point for a shot that skips wide. Rebound, gloved down, and now it's sent into the Trinity zone by McKee. McKee ties up in the corner, trying to help out Chisanti. Puck knocked away, and Trinity comes out to the neutral zone again. Sleeper on the right wing side. Tries to get the shoulder, but Andrew Neary says no sale. Near side boards. Flipped up and out of the zone by Jasanti. Gloved down, and the Bantams come away again. Onside play. A backhand shot goes wide by Savitsky. Rebound near side boards. Out to center. Quickly back in. Bantams touch up and going on the forecheck. Savitsky the first one in. Backhand pass. Neary challenged that time by Cole. Neary has it turned over. Kept it at the blue line for a shot. Never gets through. Put out in front. That's cut off by Frank Consolito, number 34. Near side, now behind the net. Cole's got it. Cole trying to go to Johnson at the point, but that's intercepted, and Middlebury comes out. Mark Lyman, two on two, puts it out in front. Conrad couldn't control a bouncing puck. Sent down low behind the net. Lloyd couldn't control that wraparound. Big collision in the corner as David Bellucci runs over his man. Back to the point, but a bouncing puck can be controlled by Conrad, and the Panthers have to regroup. 7:40 to go in a fast-moving first period. 1-0 Trinity with the lead. And dumping it in, Bellucci. Off the glove of the captain, Sam Johnson, number 5. Sam Johnson, Ethan Holdway, Sean Orlando, all captains of this Trinity team. That glove forward, and then Graham on a stick that time by Tkachuk. We'll all play on. To the point, Dawson didn't hold it in. Just brought it back out to the neutral zone. Brendan Dawson. A couple cross-ice passes, and the Panthers get into the Trinity zone. Onside play here for Jacobs. Try to put one back to a cutting Tkachuk, but that's knocked down. Now Neary has to regroup in the neutral zone. Across for Brett Dineen, who dumps it in from the red line. Moran comes out to play it behind his own net. Sends it around the wall to the point and eventually out of the zone. Moving ahead with this one, Sean Orlando. To give left wing side for a shot that's deflected out of play. Taken by Mark Knowlton. And we finally get a whistle with 6:41 to go here in the first period. 1-0 Trinity. As I look out a window behind us, in one of the community rooms here at the Koppel Center, it is still coming down pretty hard. There's a glass atrium behind the Middlebury cage to our right, which you can see outside as well, and it just looks frightful outside right now. Snowy landscape beyond the Middlebury cage with a couple of cars passing by on New Britain Avenue. Off the tie-up. Controlled by Trinity. Shot, that's deflected wide. A rebound loose behind. Bantams have it. Martin. Send down low. Cross-ice pass. Dumped around by Connor Hegarty. Behind the net. Still Trinity with the puck. A stuff attempt out front is being covered by Klein. Getting the whistle. It's 6:21 to go in the first. Panther Hockey on One Credit Union. Panther Radio Network. Brought to you by One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org. 7 Green Street in Virgins. Also by the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Off the tie-up. Panthers trying to get out of his own. Couldn't. Hegarty on the keep. Near side blue line. Centering pass out front, a save made by Klein. Got the pad on a Tyler Whitney one-timer. Another one-timer and another Klein save, this time taken by Adam Anderson, number 24. Puck down low, the tie-up. Whitney trying to kick it free and does. Another opportunity, the left wing circles knocked aside to the point, but kept by Anderson. Big collision between Anderson and Turnbull, but the Bantams still have it. Centered out in front, and a save made by Klein. Might have been deflected off his own teammate. In the meantime, Turnbull in the neutral zone. Backhands it along. Mitch Allen will dump in. Line change on for the Panthers. 5:27 to go. First period, 1-0 Trinity. Long pass up ahead, an onside play sent into the zone right to Klein, who's just going to hold on to it. And the whistle is blowing with 5:19 to go. First period, 1-0, Trinity leads. Panther Hockey and One Credit Union Panther Radio Network brought to you by Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Ross Mandigo to take the draw and wins it. A shot, save made by Klein. Off a combination pass and a blast from Feeney. Cross-ice pass, the send into the zone and getting sandwiched was, I do believe that was Bungenau number 9. In the meantime, Stephen Klein took the long shot and just gloved it. Another whistle with 5:05 to go in the first period. Faceoff will be to the right of Stephen Klein. Sabitsky to take the draw. It lost it to Jacobs. Players collide, puck behind the net. Now centered out front, but that's intercepted. And Middlebury looks to come out to center, and does. Behind Vinny Gesanti, who sends behind the net. It's a little tie-up, puck deflected, and it'll go up and all the way down. No icing on it, so Andrew Neary's got to race back. Neary sends around Dineen. There was one hanging out. It was Travis Stevens. You heard Alex Moran screaming for guys to get back. And Stevens was looking to get out on a breakaway. Now Chug, they give on to Ryan Cole. Cole steps in. A shot goes wide. A rebound. Careens to the near corner. That shot deflected on goal. Klein's going to make the save and hold on. 4:12 to go. First period. 1-0 Trinity. Another name you don't see in there, Braden Quast. It's another guy out due to injury. Several Panthers injured. Quast will be taking a lot of these faceoffs. He was excellent in the faceoff circle this year, but another one sidelined for the Panthers. Step up, puck not cleared out. Whitney's got it. Cross ice, it's deflected around out to center. Kicked down and corralled eventually by Sherman. He goes across to Sam Johnson. Cross corner, dump in. It'll be an icing against Trinity. And the faceoff will come all the way into the Bantam zone. 3:46 to go, first period. 1-0 Trinity with the lead. You can hear, this is the best we've had the crowd mic. It is right as we stand. We have a mic right above practically the Middlebury bench, give or take a few feet. You'll be able to pick up a lot of the Middlebury chatter coming from that bench. Panthers have it as they step up. A left wing pass on to the stick of Mitch Allen, and now the cross corner dump it. Big collision in the corner between Turnbull and TJ Sherman. They still do battle. This one around the boards, up and all the way down. Foot races on between Dawson and Cole. And they're going to say Dawson won the race against Brandon Cole. Another icing against the Bantams. Face off all the way in the Trinity zone. 3:14 to go. Opening period. 1-0 Trinity. Lone goal. Sean Orlando's 7th of the season unassisted at 5:01. That's where we're at with the scoreline right now. Off, controlled by the Panthers for the moment. Gloved down by Allen. A shot from Neary is wide. Turnbull in the far boards. He gets to it. Now he's down on the ice. Trevor Turnbull slow to get up. He does get up. A bouncing puck is in! And the Panthers have tied it with 2:54 to go in the first. No one's sure who's going to get that one. It might be Mitch Allen. Everybody just had their arms extended, but the Panthers on a flukish goal have tied it at 1.
Here we go, boys. Let's go.
17:06 time of the goal. And a 1-1 game. Well, sometimes it takes a bounce like that to get things going, and then the Panthers just throwing it at the net, just what we said at the top. And now a big collision down low, and the Panthers a little pep to their step here. It goes around. Mitch Allen is going to get the goal. We'll get full particulars in a moment, but Allen has scored to tie this game at 1. Back out to center for Allen. It's his 3rd goal of the season. Panthers trying to get in the zone, and they almost do. It's offside the blue line. And we get a whistle with 2:12 to go. Allen's third of the season. Trevor Turnbull, the lone assist at 17:06, has tied this game at one. And again, just a flukish goal. Allen just turned and spun it on goal after Trevor Turnbull won the puck in a big collision along the boards. As Turnbull was getting up, Allen slugged it towards goal. And took a deflection, and Alex Morin could not get back to it. Puck down the Panthers zone. Neary tied up there with Boubinot. Still they tie up. Puck behind the net. Boubinot comes away with it. Centered out. Front for a shot. The save made by Klein. Quick shot by Mandigo there. And Klein turned to the side. Mandigo again in a high slot. That shot blocked down. And the Panthers come the other way with it. Jasanti to Stevens on the right wing side. His shot save made by Morin. The rebound loose on the near side boards. Kept in by McKee. Jasanti trying to send it further, but that's intercepted. Puck around the boards. Picked up by Feeney. Across the middle with it. Chipped in by Will Sleeper, number 29. Line change on for the Panthers. 1:20 to go. First period. 1-1 the score. Chipped into the zone. Gloved down by Sam Johnson. Across the middle. That pass is intercepted. Back it comes. Eventually onto the stick of number 34, Frank Cozzolino. Sam Johnson back again with the Panthers here. To Savitsky. He tried to chip around. Got separated from the puck. Panthers gained control. Send into the zone. Under the stick of Sam Johnson. No icing. 50 seconds to go in the first period. Picked off by Conrad, who had been gloved down and out to center. With it now, Brendan Dawson. He dumps in. You hear that incoming from the bench. I do believe that was might have been Coach Sinclair, might have also been Coach Shuler, either one. Buck now bounces right to the side of the net where it's going to be covered up by Klein with 29 seconds to go in the first period. This is an excellent, in terms of our crowd mics, this is an excellent vantage point for us. We are right above the Middlebury bench. In fact, as I look down, if I look down directly below me, the athletic trainer Matt Cutts is about 10 feet below where I'm standing right now. Off the draw, Panthers control. It's Neary. Far side boards, Mark McClellan chips it on ahead. Here's Tkachuk, a backhander goes wide. Rebound to the near side corner. McKee in a tie-up. Puck does come to center. Away goes Cole. Brandon Cole, that is. Cole in the left wing circle. Puts it back out to the point. A turnaround shot save made by Klein. And he holds on with 4.3 seconds to go in the opening period. So one face-off here to the... At least one face-off to the right of Stephen Klein. Danny Jacobs hops over the boards to take this draw. And it looks like he'll take it against Sean Orlando. Orlando wins it clean. A blast from the point, blocked down painfully by Kamil Tkachuk, who now gets to his feet, and a bunch of his teammates come over to give him the support there. Tkachuk comes off. We'll feel that in the locker room, but we'll probably bounce back in the second period as we finish 20 minutes tied at one. Trinity, 17 shots in the first period. Middlebury with just six, but each team put one puck in the net. When we come back, we'll recap the first period, give you some out-of-town scores in both NESCAC and the NHL. Our score at the end of one period of play. It's the Middlebury Panthers 1, the Trinity Bantams 1. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on a One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop.
pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave, and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
It's Tom Denneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Vergennes, or DenekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
End of one period of play here at the Koppel Center. 1-1 to score, Middlebury and Trinity. Here is how, as I now realize what that sound was, here's how we got there. Trinity would get on the board first at the 5:01 marks as Sean Orlando got the puck right at the blue line and would make his way into the zone.
Back for Dawson. Trying to make a pass on ahead to Lloyd's, intercepted. Orlando steps in. Orlando scores! A pair of Panthers collided. And that gave the opportunity for Orlando to step all the way around. Sean Orlando, with goal number 7. Panthers on the board first, 1-0.
Orlando took advantage of that collision, stepped around. Stephen Klein had also anticipated a shot early on, and when all that confusion occurred, Orlando essentially stepped around and had a wide open net to shoot at. Orlando's 7th of the season unassisted. It came a 5-1, made the score 1-0. Well, it would stay that way for most of the first period, but the Panthers, still plugging away, implying some pressure in the Trinity zone, would eventually tie the score.
On the far boards, he gets to it. Now he's down on the ice. Trevor Turnbull slow to get up. He does get up. A bouncing puck is in! And the Panthers have tied it with 2:54 to go in the first. No one's sure who's going to get that one. It might be Mitch Allen. Everybody just had their arms extended, but the Panthers on a flukish goal have tied it at 1.
Sometimes those are the goals that it's going to take. Allen gets it. He turned around, just threw it towards the goal. Bounced off a Trinity player and up over Alex Moran and in. Allen's 3rd of the season. Trevor Turnbull on assist. And came at 17:06. And that's how our first period would end, tied at 1. Shots on goal, 17 for Trinity, 6 for Middlebury. But the shot totals don't matter. It's only the goals that count. And we finish end of 1, tied at 1. The out-of-town scoreboard. When we return, you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. True Value, start right, start here.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here, it is 1-1 Middlebury and Trinity after 20 minutes of play. Here is the out-of-town scoreboard. It is sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply, West Street in Bristol, Route 7 in Middlebury. One game going on in the National Hockey League. I'm an LA Kings fan, so this makes me a little bit sad. Wild, Minnesota Wild lead the LA Kings 2-0 midway through the first period. Miku Koivu and Charlie Coyle, the goal scorers for the Wild. They lead LA 2-0 midway through the first. Games later tonight, the New York Rangers at the Columbus Blue Jackets, who just had their 16-game winning streak snapped the other night against Washington. Boston Bruins visiting the Florida Panthers. That's a 7 o'clock start, as is. Ooh, this is a Hockey Night in Canada game if I've ever seen one. The Montreal Canadiens and Toronto Maple Leafs will get together at Air Canada Center. That's a 7 p.m. start. Washington, aforementioned Washington Capitals, visiting the Ottawa Senators for a 7 p.m. start. The Edmonton Oilers visiting New Jersey to take on the Devils, a 7 p.m. start as well. 8 p.m. start for the New York Islanders at the Arizona Coyotes, as well as the Dallas Stars and St. Louis Blues in St. Louis. And at 10 p.m. starts the Vancouver Canucks visiting the Calgary Flames and the Detroit Red Wings at 10:30 start against the San Jose Sharks. Ooh, and a couple finals as we're now seeing. The Philadelphia Flyers defeated Tampa Bay Lightning 4-2, and the Buffalo Sabres defeated the Winnipeg Jets by a score of 4-3. That's the NHL side of the scoreboard. On NESCAC side of things, as we look real quickly at the updated scores. They're just about to get started between Plymouth State and Tufts. Or in about a half hour, it'll get started with that game. Williams is up 3-1 on Wesley in late second period. Amherst, a 2-1 lead on Colby. That is early in the third period in that game. And then the last one, as we have to get to the video again, between Hamilton and Bowdoin, and that game is, as soon as it pops up there, early third period, Hamilton leads by a score of 2-0 over Bowdoin. That is the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply, West Street in Bristol, and Route 7 in Middlebury. Our score at the end of two periods of play, one period of play, I should say, here, it's the Middlebury Panthers 1 and the Trinity Bantams 1. Second period action when we return. You are listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Village Gifts is a gift store in the Village of Jericho. It's where you'll find gifts for birthdays, holidays, and game days. Gifts for kids and adults. Toys, games, puzzles, adult coloring books, figurines, jewelry, scarves. Something for everyone. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at the Coppell Community Center. Both teams stepping out onto the ice now to get ready for the second period of play. It is 1-1 the score, Middlebury and Trinity. As both teams have now taken to the ice, Trinity will skate from right to left in the white sweaters, trimmed in navy and gold. Panthers in the navy blue, trimmed in white, going from left to right. Stephen Klein, Alex Moran, the Middlebury and Trinity goalies, respectively. Both set to go. Period number two about to get underway. 17 shots again in the first period in favor of Trinity. Faceoffs 10-7 in favor of Trinity. Dave Jacobs took most of the faceoffs for the Panthers in that first period. Took another one there. He took 9 of the 17 draws as a long shot is sticked aside by Moran. This one up the wall and out to center ice. And now sent into the zone. A rising shot goes up and into the netting. And we get a stoppage of play. 21 seconds gone by here in period number two in a 1-1 game. Faceoff will be to the left of Stephen Klein. And off the draw, the Panthers control and get it out to center all the way down. It'll be icing, though. Not gaining the red line that time was Danny Jacobs. Check that, Kamil Tkachuk. So the faceoff comes all the way down again. Tkachuk, not the worst for wear from blocking that shot at the end of the first period. Faceoff to come in the Panther zone again to the left of Stephen Klein. Off the draw, controlled by the Bantams. Johnson shot. Pad save made by Klein. He never saw it come through. He was down in a butterfly to stop it. Sherman across. A shot by Johnson. Glove then held on to by Klein. And another whistle with 19-18 to go now. Second period. And the Panthers, with that puck being held on to, get the line change. Jimmy McKee to take the draw against Sean Orlando. To the left of Klein. Draw is won by the Panthers. They'll control up. Quickly turn the other way. Back in the zone. Onside play. Brandon Cole puts it out in front. Klein made the save. Didn't know where the rebound was. Gets the whistle, and it was swept away afterwards. 57 seconds gone by. Panther Hockey on One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brought to you by Martin's Hardware, Bristol and Middlebury. Your true value hardware store. So a choppy start to this second period here. Bantams control the draw. Shot save made by Klein. The rebound kicked to the near sideboards. Puck bounced around a little bit before it's sent up and not out. Anderson tried to put it towards the front of the net. Instead, Mitch Allen comes away with it. Allen gets it to the neutral zone. Bantams in possession of it now, though. A send into the zone by Griffin Martin. Klein sets it up behind the net. Panthers controlling through Brendan Dawson. Dawson sends it up to the near sideboards, and you can hear him say no in the background. This goes all the way down for icing. Didn't have the ground mic turned all the way up, but Dawson, when he released that pass, he was not too happy with his effort. As it goes all the way down, he knew he missed it the moment he let go of it. So faceoff all the way in the Panther end to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. Off the tie-up, Panthers trying to control in the corner. Dawson tied up there with Ryan Cole. Still do battle. Jimmy McKee comes in to help out. Puck put out front and sent right back behind the net. Now sent around. A centering pass out front's intercepted. And Mitch Allen skates the other way. On the red line. Cross corner dump in. Line change on for the Panthers. 2 minutes gone by. Second period. 1-1 the score. Control by Bellucci. Near side wall, Stevens. Tried to give up ahead to Connor Lloyd. Said dumped into the zone. Lloyd gets possession of the puck. Panthers control. Back out to the point Neary. Cross ice Bellucci towards goal. Right into the logo of goaltender Alex Moran. And he holds on with 17:42 to go. Second period in a 1-1 game. Off to the left of Alex Moran. Off the face-off. Panthers could not keep in the zone. Puck comes out to center. Neary trying to get out to big hit put on. David Bellucci putting the lumber to Brendley Buenow, number 9. Top of the circle shot is knocked aside by Klein. That one taken by Mandigo. Puck in front, a shot by Buenow, a save made by Klein. Buenow was all alone in the slot, and Klein telescoped out and knocked it away. Now Jasanti ahead for Stevens, poked off his stick. Couple players diving after a loose puck, and it goes into the Panther zone. Bellucci back with it. They give to Jacobs, long to Conrad, who dumps in. Puck goes around the net. And now the Bantams look to come out to center and eventually do. However, Dawson's in possession. Retreats into his own end before giving a pass on off to Brett Dineen. Dineen upended as he dumps into the zone. Knocked it. Head over heels by Brandon Cole. Now going the other way, Sean Orlando. Orlando onside. His shot blocked down. Penalty call coming up. And it's going to be against Middlebury. Greg Conrad is in a little bit of disbelief. And he's heading off to the box. as referee Michael St. Lawrence calls Conrad for a hook. Time and a penalty, 3:33. And this will be the first power play of the game. Trinity comes into this game 14 for 66 at 21.2% success. Panthers killing them off 46 of 60 at 76.7%. And right off the bat, sent all the way down. And it goes. Bantam's looking to break it out, do so. Stepping into the zone and onside play, Savitsky. Savitsky sends it around the wall. Feeney's got it at the point. Cross ice pass. Eventually now Savitsky takes that left point. Sent down low, but an opportunity for Whitney goes astray. Far side boards. Bantam still control. Feeney goes to the left, to the right side, I should say, for Cole. Ryan Cole. Setting pass out front, score. What a pass across the crease. It's a power play goal. Savitsky slams it home with 15:48 to go in the second. Trinity retakes the lead 2-1. That was just a bang, bang play. 4:12, time and a goal. Trinity Bantams on the man advantage. Retake the lead for Savitsky. It'll be his ninth goal of the season. That one padded aside by Moran in the Trinity zone. Connor Haggerty sends it around the wall. Couldn't get it quite out of his zone. Now right back in. Now a long pass on up ahead. Maybe it was Savitsky. We'll just see in a moment. I thought it was, but I could be wrong. I have been wrong a time or two before. Behind the net, Frank Consolito with it. Consolito gives on off to Dawson. Dawson trying to split through, couldn't do so. It's back out into the Panther end. Dawson's got it. Now Frank Consolito. Cross-ice pass, knocked down. He sends it to the zone. Instead, it goes right back to the Middlebury end. 14:51, second period. It is Savitsky. Orlando Whitney, the assists on Savitsky's ninth goal of the season, giving Trinity a 2-1 lead. Klein sets it up behind, sends it around the wall. Chipped up but not out. Here's a shot. That's deflected wide. Near sideboards. The Panthers looking to get it out the center and do. Travis Stevens. Stevens dumps into the Bantam end. Moran sets it up, and Trinity look to break out. With it now is Anderson. Give to the left side, Sherman. Adam Anderson again with it. Sends it back to the point for Chug. Andy Chug sends it down low. Anderson's got it. Pfeffer wants it top of the circle, never gets it as the puck was tied up. Anderson's got it again. The give, a shot and a kick save made by Klein off the cutting Whitney down the middle. Whitney now tied up. Whitney still with it. Whitney throws one towards goal. That's blocked. Gets it right back, though. A shot. Never gets through. Another opportunity. Couple hacks at it. It's all blocked down in front before finally Andrew Neary comes away with it. On to the right wing boards, Travis Stevens. Stevens chip and chase for him. Stevens then overskates the puck. It's loose behind the net. Centered out in front. An opportunity that just goes off the stick of Danny Jacobs and sent all the way down. This will be icing against Trinity. So faceoff to come into the Bantam zone, 13:18 to go, second period, 2-1 Bantams. Savitsky's ninth of the season, Orlando and Whitney at 4:12. And off the faceoff, a shot hits the side of the net, rebound near side corner now. Coming out with it is Lyman. Tried to stuff it out front, couldn't do so. With it, Jacobs. Jacobs tied up, steps away from pressure, still has it, back to the point. Dawson steps through, shot saved, rebound loose, and Moran wanted an interference call. They didn't get one. There's a shattered stick on the ice that belongs to one of the Bantam defensemen. That shot deflected up into the net, and you get a stoppage of play with 12:48 to go in the second period, and the score is still 2-1 Trinity. Panthers having opportunities here. So far, still yet to find an equalizer. At least in this period. Face off to the right of Alex Moran. Off the draw. Puck tied up for Trinity. Trying to step out with it. Couldn't do so. Behind the net it goes. Sam Johnson with it. Around it all the way down. This will be an icing against Trinity as Andrew Neary, the first one back there. Mark Knowlton, token pressure to get Neary to pick up the pace a little bit. 12:33 to go, second period, 2-1 Trinity. Panther Hockey and One Credit Union, Panther Radio Network, brought to you by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Off the tie-up, sent around and out of the zone. Now break opportunity the other way. Brandon Cole. Cole, nice move. Steps around Neary and then the shot knocked away by Klein. Rebound. Cole's got it again. The setup eventually did a point for Feeney. His shot blocked out in front. Panthers looking to come out and do the center. Chipped forward by McClellan. Back for Johnson. McClellan puts the crunch on him. Bantam's in control, cross ice and down into the Panther end. Line change on for Trinity. 8 minutes gone by, second period, in a 2-1 Bantam's lead. Trevor Turnbull on ahead, Connor Lloyd. Leaves it for Conrad. In front, a shot saved by Moran. Connor Lloyd crashing the net, got a shot on goal. Rebound is chopped up and out to center. Ahead with it, Mandigo sends into the Panthers zone. Chase put on. First one in is Bouvinau. Mandigo now in the right wing corner. Sends back to the point. Return pass now. Mandigo shot. That's knocked aside. Rebound loose in the near corner. Mandigo tied up with Lloyd there. A sharp angle shot by Sleeper is deflected up and into the netting. Might have skimmed the crossbar as well. 11:18 to go, second period, 2-1 Trinity. Faceoff will come to the right of Stephen Klein. Danny Jacobs taking another draw and wins this one against Anderson. Puck goes around the into the corner near side. Eventually corral. Linesman Woodward got in the way of one of the Bantam players, and that gives the Panthers a free out. Into the zone, a Stevens centering pass is awry. Behind the net it goes, and now Haggerty's got it. On up ahead for Whitney. Tyler Whitney steps into the Panthers zone. Pass across Baffer. He takes two whacks at it. Second one goes wide. Rebound behind the net. It's tie up back there. Jabbing away at this one, or trying to get the puck free. Not quite able to do so was Deneen. A shot by Sherman from the point is wide. A rebound, far sideboards. Sent into the zone that time by Hegarty. He comes off for a line change, or at least for his own change. Panthers looking to get it out of the zone, they do. Chipped ahead by Stevens. He has to go chase down, get it deeper. That gives the Panthers an opportunity to change. 10:16 to go, second period. 2-1, Trinity with the lead. Castellino gets knocked down. A bouncing puck pops free to Sabitsky. Sabitsky onside, shooting. Save made by Klein. Rebound to the near corner and boards. Backhanded up and out of the zone. And down into the Trinity end that time by Conrad. Now the puck comes ahead to the neutral zone. Off a stick to Casalito. Casalito's pass is chopped up in the air right in front of the Panther bench. Ahead with it, trying to get ahead is Lyman. Puck out to the neutral zone. Backhanded in by McKee. Johnson behind the net sends it around the boards. Cole had to kick off his skate. And away goes Sabitsky. Dumps in from center ice. Comes off for a change for the Bantams. A high-rising shot catches the glass. Rebound at the point. Kept in by Orlando. Shot score! Might have been tipped out in front, but Orlando from the point just slung it towards Cole, and it beats Stephen Klein. 9:21 to go in the second. It's now 3-1 Trinity. We'll see who gets credit for it. Klein had some traffic in front to deal with, and it beat him. Might have been deflected. Now 3-1 Trinity. And as we're seeing, in fact, was deflected. Ryan Cole's going to get the goal. Now here come the Panthers. And neutral zone play here. Getting sandwiched that time with Bellucci. Here he has to go back into his own ending corner to get the puck. Up and out to center ice. McClellan couldn't quite control the first time, but does dump it into the Bantam zone. So Ryan Cole on the goal. For Ryan, it's his sixth goal of the season. That makes it 3-1 Trinity. The lone assist to Sean Orlando, who's got himself a three-point game. Backhand shot just goes through the crease, deflected. This one up, and now we get a whistle. Played with a high stick is the call, and we get a stoppage of play. 8:22 to go, second period, 3-1 Trinity. No, I never had a chance to say it. Michael St. Lawrence and John Coderre are the referees. A.J. Collier, Pat Woodward, the linesman. Panthers win the draw. That's Jacobs again taking it. Puck wrapped around the wall. Moran watches it go by. Bantams pick it up and flip it out to center ice. A bouncing puck back into the Bantams' end. Coming back for it is Dawson. Brendan Dawson behind his own net. Takes a look at the landscape before passing it out to the left wing side. A bouncer into the Trinity zone. Going after it, Jacobs. Jacobs gets to it. Panthers trying to grab the puck. Instead, it comes away. Turnbull really intercepts that loose pass. Back out to center. Puck turned back over into the zone. Anderson sets one up for Pfeffer. It's knocked off of his stick and back out to the neutral zone. Retreating on this one, Connor Hegarty. Couple passes, finds its way to Anderson. Intent for Hegarty to slug in by Whitney. 7:24 to go, second period, 3-1 Bantams. A centering pass out in front, off the mark, and out to the neutral zone. Sherman takes a look, throws a cross ice pass to Pfeffer, who dumps in, calls for a change. Anderson battles with Neary down low, coming in to help out Whitney. Anderson trying to put one back out to the point, doesn't quite get there. Panthers come away 2-on-2. Not able to quite control was Chisanti, so he dumps it in. Stevens gets a check behind the net. Pass on up ahead, and away goes Zuccherini the other way. Onside play, Charlie Zuccherini, number 18. First time we've called his name here this afternoon. Shot blocked down, and the Panthers look to come out and send it all the way down. His bounce is on goal, so no icing. Back for it is Sam Johnson. Johnson, long pass, chip into the Panthers zone. That negates icing. Back for it, Cozzolino. Cozzolino takes a look, sees the forecheck coming, gets it on off to Conrad. Conrad met there by Feeney. Now it becomes a scrum down along the boards before coming clear to Mark Lyman. Panthers retreat. Dawson. Now Cozzolino. Pass on up ahead. Conrad tried to chip it into the zone. He couldn't do so. Knowlton ties up. Everybody right in front of us. Knowlton comes away with it. 2-on-2. Knowlton steps high slot. Shot. That goes wide. Rebound loose. Kicks off the half boards. To the point, not out. Feeney on the keep. Turnaround attempt by Chug is knocked down. Still in a battle for it. Turnaround shot. Score! Brandon Cole on the backhand in the high slot. Spins and fires it past Klein with 5:50 to go in the second period. It's now 4-1 Trinity. Time and a goal, 14-10. Brandon Cole just notched his fifth of the season. And this This period has gone all in the way of the Bantams. And they control the faceoff. Martin, Bouvenau, Bellucci lost his stick for the moment. Has to kick the puck along a little bit. Still they battle now. It comes out to the neutral zone. The dump in and around. Bouvenau, his shot. Took out the 9-iron on that one. It goes into the net. He can get a whistle. 5:29 to go. Second period. 4-1, I should say. Trinity with the lead. Brandon Cole's fifth from Sabitsky at 14-10. Made it 4-1. Off the draw, Martin sends in. Checked by Turnbull. Buck near far side board, just saying now Mitch Allen's got it. Allen ahead, Turnbull dumps or chips into the zone. Martin peels away from Turnbull. Martin sends on to the right wing side in an onside play. Shot pad save made by Klein. Blocker save, rebound loose in the corner. Manigo's got it. Back to the point, Haggerty. Moves on to Bouvenau. Slowly passing around. Haggerty's got it. Haggerty sends around the boards. Goes to the far side to Manigo. Manigo holding the blue line. Sends low. Bouvenau back out, and he goes on a cycle. Around the net with this one. Sleeper back to the point. Martin. Sleeper's got it again. Steps in, shoots through a screen. That's knocked down in front. 4.5 to go. Second period. 4-1 Trinity. Martin at the left point. Cross ice for the chip in by Haggerty. And now a whistle's going to be blown for... Not seeing any hand signals on it. But we do know the faceoff is going to... out of the zone. And up, that's why we're down in the corner. It's in one blind spot here. Down in the corner is one of the Trinity players. And so we get the stoppage of play with 4:23 to go, second period, and a 4-1 Trinity lead as they tend to the injured Bantam. Slow to get to his feet. Can't see who it is. It looks like it's Adam Anderson, number 24. As he skates farther, we'll see. And it is Anderson, and he'll go right to the locker room. Neutral zone faceoff here with 4:23. Panther Hockey and One Credit Union Panther Radio Network brought to you by Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's most beautiful gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. Also brought to you by Foster Motors, home of the We Care people on Route 7 in Middlebury. Off the draw, Bantam send it into the zone. Behind the net it goes. Slugged around by Dawson. It's cut off. Back out to the point. A shot save made by Klein, and he holds on. And then afterwards, coming through and trying to jam the puck away was Charlie Zuccherini, number 18. Faceoff will be to the left of Stephen Klein. It'll be Sabitsky to take the draw against Jacobs. Panthers control off the draw. Behind the net, Dineen, and the puck bounce off his stick. Then McClone tries to set up the wall. That's cut off. Dineen back for Dawson. Dawson up the middle. It's intercepted. Quickly back the other way onside. Here's Ryan Cole. He's got one of the four goals for Trinity. Shot save made by Klein. The rebound kicked into the corner. Cole dinging away. Zuccherini goes in to help out as well. Puck behind the net. Panthers control. A bouncer out to the neutral zone. Only been one penalty in this game. Conrad got called for it. Otherwise, four of the five goals have come even strength. 4-1 Trinity. A shot from the left wing circle. Taken by Brandon Cole's, knocked aside by Klein. The rebound behind the net. And a penalty call is going to come up against Andrew Neary. Oh, I went up instantly. Neary put the check on Brandon Cole behind the net. And see what the call's going to be. Still haven't gotten any indication, though. Usually when the referee goes to the board like that, it's probably the check from behind variety. Time of the penalty, 16:48. Second power play for Trinity. They are 1-for-1, and this one gets sent all the way down off the faceoff. Anthems looking to come out to center. Roughing is the call. Around the boards it goes. In the near side corner. Now put out. Bantams have it in the Panther zone. Sherman at the left point. Goes across to Martin. He tried to return the pass. It's intercepted. And away goes Allen the other way. Mitch Allen tried to center one for McKee, but that's intercepted. And now the quick skate out by Knowlton. Mark Knowlton steps through. Knowlton shooting. And that's deflected wide. Rebound. Knowlton in the corner. Ties up there. Puck back to the point. Cole's got it. Cross ice Feeney. Back for Cole. They're funneling it in down low when they have the chance, the Bantams. 55 in the power play. 2:05 second period. Put down low. Sending pass in front. Save made by Klein. Knocking his stick to his helmet. Ryan calls. He had a wide open net to shoot at. He didn't get all of it. Klein was able to get across and make the save. 2:01 second period, 49 seconds on the man advantage for Trinity. They lead 4-1. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. And Bantams are going to lose the draw. Dawson's going to lose an edge. It comes to the point, held there by Cole. Cole spins away from pressure, sent behind the net, going in after a couple players collide. Penalty call coming up. And it's going to be against Trinity. This one comes up and all the way down. Moran's going to play it, and that's the whistle. And no one has any idea what the call is. Interference against Whitney. Much to the chagrin of Matt Grayson, the 60-year head coach for Trinity. Time of that penalty, 18:22. So now knock off the power play. We'll skate four aside for 27 seconds. This one bounces around loose and controlled by McClellan. McClellan puts behind the net Jacobs. Centering pass out in front's intercepted. And now the Bantams skate out with it. It's Sleeper. Chips into the zone. Tied up, and the Panthers come away with it. Dawson, though, lost it. Had it stripped right from behind. Sharp angle shot, gloved down by Klein. 1:07 to go in the period. Long pass off the mark. There was a line change going on for the Panthers. Some confusion. And that gives the Bantams an opportunity to clear out. And then a whistle is going to be blown. Too many men is going to be called on the Panthers. There was a lot of confusion on that change, and the Panthers get caught with too many men. So that power play was short-lived. Time of the penalty, 19:01. The draw, and by the way, the penalty being served by Mitch Allen. Bellucci from center ice dumps in. So it'll be carryover penalty time going to the third period. On the boards it goes, and the Bantams come out with it. Orlando steps in over the line. Now Ryan Cole back for Sherman at the left point. Sherman steps, goes across. Johnson. Cole can control, but gets it off the ricochet. Ryan Cole, top of the right wing circle, now comes out to the blue line. Ryan Cole, shooting blocker, save made by Klein. Rebound near corner, Cole's got it again. 18 to go in the period. Cole sets it up Orlando. A centering pass, McKee intercepts, though. 12 to go in the period. The skate ahead, the chip forward. Jasanti, sharp angle shot goes wide. Rebound with 5 is sent up and out of the zone. And that will conclude the second period. And then afterwards, some conversation between Sean Orlando. And it looks like it's Camille Tkachuk. So second period, that was all Trinity, scoring 3 goals in that session. Sabitsky, Ryan Cole, Brandon Cole, all on the board. Our score at the end of 2 is Middlebury trailing Trinity by a score of 4-1, and the shots are as one-sided as you can imagine. Trinity in that period took 18 shots. The Panthers had just 4. 2 period totals, 35-10 in favor of Trinity. We'll recap the second period when we return. 4-1 Bantams lead the Panthers after 2 periods of play. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Village Gifts is a gift store in the Village of Jericho. It's where you'll find gifts for birthdays, holidays, and game days. Gifts for kids and adults. Toys, games, puzzles, adult coloring books, figurines, jewelry, scarves. Something for everyone. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
The Panthers play here. WBTK, Port Henry, Vergennes, Middlebury. 92.1 WBTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
2 periods complete here at the Copper Community Center, and it's all Trinity now. They went to the locker room, tied at 1 after 1. It's now 4-1 Bantams after 2. Here's how we got there. Trinity would be on the power play after a Greg Conrad hooking call. And with that power play, Trinity would take advantage to take a 2-1 lead. opportunity for Whitney goes astray. Far side boards. Bantam still control. Feeney goes to the left, to the right side, I should say, from Cole. Ryan Cole. Setting pass out front, score. What a pass across the crease. It's a power play goal. Savinsky slams it home with 15:48 to go in the second. Trinity retakes the lead 2-1. Savinsky on the goal, his ninth of the season, team leading ninth of the season. Orlando and Whitney, the assists, making it 2-1 in favor of the Bantams. They would expand that lead to 3-1 at the 10:39 mark when Ryan Cole would get on the board. Dumps in from center ice, comes off for a change for the Bantams. High-rising shot catches the glass, rebound at the point, kept in by Orlando. Shot, score! Might have been tipped out in front, but Orlando from the point just slung it towards Cole, and it beats Stephen Klein. 9:21 to go in the second. It's now 3-1 Trinity. He did slant towards goal, and Cole tipped it home. Ryan Cole, the goal, his sixth of the season. Sean Orlando, the lone assist at 10:39, making it 3-1 Trinity. They would expand it to 4-1, courtesy of another Cole on the ice, Brandon Cole. 2-on-2. Knowlton steps high, slot shot. That goes wide. Rebound loose. Kicks off the half boards, but to the point, not out. Feeney on the keep. Turnaround attempt by Chug is knocked down. Still a battle for it. Turnaround shot, score! Brandon Cole on the backhand in the high slot. Spins and fires it past Klein with 5:50 to go in the second period. It's now 4-1 Trinity. That was practically fouled, the bouncing puck, before finally Brandon Cole got that turnaround backhand and beat Klein. Beat him pretty much up high, high blocker side. Brandon Cole's fifth of the season. Savinsky the lone assist at 14:10, making it 4-1 Bantams. Shots on goal 18 for Trinity. A two-period total of 35, 4 for Middlebury, a two-period total of 10. We'll give you the out-of-town scoreboard when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
There's a beautiful furniture store in Middlebury that you have to check out. It's Woodware Fine Furniture. They have dining and living room sets in gorgeous woods like cherry, maple, and oak. Chairs, sofas, bedding, and great varieties of all. Or if you don't see it there, just ask Drew and he can probably get it for you. Woodware also provides shipping and delivery. You've probably seen the Woodware truck. It's everywhere. Woodware Fine Furniture. Handmade woodcrafts, toys, and fine furniture for 30 years. Woodware, Route 7 South, Middlebury.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Deniker.
It's Tom Deniker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Deniker Chevrolet. Visit us at Deniker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Deniker deals, and we make you smile. At Deniker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Deniker Virgens, or DenikerChevrolet.com.
Deniker Chevrolet.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
4-1 Trinity with the lead after two periods of play. This is the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. The other NESCAC games have all gone final. Williams defeated Wesleyan 4-1 in Middletown, so the Eves get the win there at Wesleyan. Go 1-1 each of those teams on the weekend. Hamilton doubled up Bowdoin 6-3. That's a high-scoring game for Hamilton's liking, all things considered, but the Continentals get the 6-3 win over Bowdoin. That's gone final. And Amherst defeated Colby by a final score of 3-2. So Colby loses back-to-back games on the weekend, as does Bowdoin, as Hamilton and Amherst both take two. Other games, other sports. Middlebury's men's basketball team in a high-scoring one defeated Connecticut College 97-89. That game is now final. Women's basketball, Middlebury is at Connecticut College, a two-point victory for the Middlebury women, 58-56. And the women's ice hockey team, in overtime, skated to a 1-1 tie against Amherst. And why not? We got a squash score, too. Middlebury in women's squash defeated Bowdoin 8-1. That was at Middlebury this afternoon. That is the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard, sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. Our score here at the end of 2, Trinity 4 and Middlebury 1. Third period action when we return. You are listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at the Capitol Center, the second game that was going to happen here today, Trinity's women's team was going to take on Connecticut College. That's been postponed due to all the snarly weather we've had here. This one's still going on. Panthers have now taken to the ice, as has the Bantams. 4-1 Trinity as we enter the third period. There's carryover penalty time. 22 seconds remaining on the penalty to Tyler Whitney. And then the Panthers, a bench minor, have to kill off a minute one left to go on that penalty. Middlebury College Hockey and a One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs. Branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. Panthers going from right to left here in the third period in the navy blue trimmed in white. Bantams left to right on your radio dial in the third period in the white trimmed in navy blue and gold. Send into the zone. Puck goes around. Ah, the smell of hot chocolate in the air here at the Koppel Center. Panthers come out, go the other way with it. Jacobs had it knocked off his stick. Sean Orlando settles it down. Power play now on, abbreviated one for the Bantams. Another 30 seconds on it. Loose puck at center. With it, Orlando sets it off to the right wing side. Chip down low is intercepted and back out the center. Ryan Cole's got it. Cole trying to speed it up. He's cut off, so retreats into his own end. The give, Sabitsky. Right wing side, Whitney. Whitney sends it around the wall. 7 to go on the power play. Cross-ice pass by Cole, intercepted. Here goes McKee in the other direction. McKee onside. McKee shooting and a stick save made by Moran. Rebound near sideboards, and now Sabitsky out to center. Cross corner dump in, and they go off for a change. 1 minute, 15 seconds gone by here in the third period. 4-1, Panthers trailing Trinity. Neutral zone, Mandigo lets it go by him. Griffin Martin back in his own end. Cross ice pass, nearly intercepted by Dawson. Now stepping ahead, trying to step around. His sleeper couldn't do so. Consolito around the boards. This is backhanded off the wall and out to center. Connor Hegarty back for it. They give on off. Bouvenau sends up the wall. Sleeper's got it. Drops it. Mandigo. Shot. Stick save by Klein. Up and into the netting. Getting a whistle. And some pushing and shoving afterwards. With 18:14 to go. Third period. 4-1 the score. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. This will be Connor Lloyd to take this draw against Sean Orlando. Orlando wins it. Puck sent around the wall. They jab away at it before it goes into the netting and out of play. There's netting that goes around the entire ice surface. Every part is covered. However, if you get a little floater, you might get one coming up here into the press area. Once again, off the draw, controlled by the Bantams. 2 minutes gone by here in the third period, 4-1 Trinity. Now stepping away with this one, trying to skate it out, not able to do so, not able to get in the zone was Mark Lyman. Quickly back into the Panthers zone. Brandon Cole got stood up. Middlebury trying to get out to center, and they do. Greg Conrad. Conrad tries to back in the long, delayed offside. Will be wiped down as everybody touches up for the Panthers. Trinity in possession. A little chip into the zone by Knowlton. Puck goes behind the net. Brandon Dawson's got it. Cycles it back for Connor Lloyd. Pass on up ahead. Lyman. And knocked off his stick, and the puck gets chipped out of play and getting a whistle. With 17:17 to go, third period, 4-1. Trinity leads. Our next broadcast on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, Tuesday night, as the Panthers take on the second-ranked Norwich Cadets from Kenyon Arena. 7 p.m. face-off, the pregame at 6:30 right here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. This puck in the Trinity zone. Chopped out by a couple players. Sabitsky's got it. Sabitsky, another cross-corner dump in. Back after it, Dineen loses an edge. Puck comes loose and finally out of the zone. Panthers skate ahead with it. Tkachuk trying to split the D's. Sends it all the way to goal. Morin sweeps it aside in the near corner. Couple white jerseys surround and get it out to center. Now kicked forward by Ryan Cole. Cole ties up with Neary. Puck works free and out to center ice. Allen chipped in further by McKinney. Going in on a forecheck, McClellan. He couldn't get to the loose puck, however. It becomes a two-on-two battle down corner. It's in the blind spot in our right to our left. Puck finally worked free. And eventually out to center before McKee sends back in. And on the forecheck, Stevens. Puck intercepted by McClellan and sends down low. Around comes Hegarty. Connor Hegarty with a full head of steam. Chips in from the blue line. It actually chipped it up and out of play. Getting another whistle. With 15:54 to go, third period, 4-1. Trinity leads. Tuesday night, Middlebury will take on Norwich. Friday night, they are at Plattsburgh. Those will be the last two non-conference games of the year, and then everything else in conference. Onside play, the send-in by Martin. On around it goes. It's cut off. A couple players tumble over. And the Panthers have it. Conrad bounces off the linesman. Puck free right along the red line in front of us. And Sleeper got sent into the bench. The Middlebury door popped open. Sleeper, he gets up. And Sleeper seems all right. He got a pat from Vinny Gisanti. He's checking on him. Some funny stuff going on down low. Meantime, faceoff will be in the Middlebury zone. But Sleeper got put into the bench by David Bellucci. Stop me if you've heard that. Bellucci with a big hit before. In the meantime, off this, it goes all the way into the Panther zone and getting hit hard on the play was Lyman. He got lined up pretty good by Knowlton, who lets him hear about it afterwards. Battle right in front of the Panther bench. Chipped into the zone. Buenow right on the forecheck. The faceoff came in the Panther zone, I should say, earlier on. It's in the zone now. Dawson skates ahead with it. Stopped and tried to go on a rush and had to peel back. Bellucci's got it. Center ice and chips it into the zone. He comes off for a change, as is Dawson. 14:45 to go. Third period, 4-1 Trinity. Cross ice pass and out of the zone goes Johnson. Center ice and a dump in. Klein couldn't slow it down behind the net. Puck goes back, picking it up now. Trinity, a centering pass out front. It's going to be covered by Klein and another push and shove afterwards. Whistle with 14:26 to go. Third period, 4-1 Trinity leads. Panther hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Lathrop Forest Products. For more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Our professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. Lathrop Forest Products, South Street in Bristol. Off the draw, controlled by the Bantams. Feeney, shot, score! It might have been tipped in front. Feeney took the shot for the point, and it found its way through the five hole of Stephen Klein. And with 14:21 to go in the third, it's now 5-1 Trinity. We'll see if it's going to be Feeney or if it's going to be given to somebody that might have tipped it in front. Either way, 5-1 Bantams. And now Trinity looking comfortable here. Cross ice pass for Whitney is knocked aside. Cozzolino sends up but not out. Second effort does get the center. Back for it now, Chug. Chug from the red line dumps in. It's wide of the cage. Rebound on the near side. Sent around by Cole. Ryan Cole sets up a forecheck. Puck comes to the point. Chug tries to keep in. It's knocked down. Whitney's got it. To the right wing side for sharp angle shot. Rebound kicked aside by Klein. Perfect opportunity for Cole, but Klein slid across to make the save. Just along the near side boards and out to center. Jasanti backhands or tried to backhand it, knocked down by Johnson. Onside play. Cole centered one, tried to find Savitsky, couldn't get it to him. Ryan Cole behind the net with it. Still Ryan Cole sends it back to the point. Hegarty. Now to Martin, his shot blocked down in front. A rebound flipped up and out of the zone. Glove down now by Conrad. Conrad trying to step around, couldn't do so as Martin cut him off. 12:57 to go, third period, 5-1 Trinity. Behind the net now, Manigo with it. Manigo leaves off, and this is what a veteran team does. Veteran team such as Trinity here. Puck behind the net, and Trinity's still in possession. Feeney peels back. Panthers come out 2-on-2. With it is Allen. Allen tries to step around. Johnson couldn't do so. Behind the net, Feeney sends it around farther and out to center. Retreating with it now is Dineen. Dineen trying to step around a forecheck. That's knocked off. Here's a rising shot that gets the glass off the stick of Mark Knowlton. Center ice and an offside play is the call. With 12:05 to go, third period, 5-1 Trinity. Middlebury College Hockey and One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Phantoms control the draw. On their own end, Chug goes back. Now cross-ice pass intercepted initially by Jacobs. Bounces around a little bit. Panthers control. Looking to get something set up here. Middlebury trails 5-1. 11:42 to go. Third period. Puck comes around but not out. Keep down low. Dawson goes in on a forecheck. Pried free by Sleeper. Puck is loose. Dawson's got it again. Takes a look. Just flips it up and out into the Bantam zone. Moran comes and plays it. Slings a pass onto the left wing side. Onside play in the Middlebury zone. Shot save made by Klein and he holds on. And then afterwards, Cozzolino. Yeah, a little bit of a chat. I believe that's with Orlando. 11:15 to go, third period, 5-1, Trinity leads. That was a welcome sight, seeing an amber flashing light go by on New Britain Avenue out there. Maybe starting to clear away some of this snow. Lloyd gets kicked out of the faceoff circle. McClellan steps in, loses the draw to Manigo. Shot deflected down in front. Hegarty's got it at the right point. Sends down low behind the net. Cozzolino's got it. Cozzolino spins away from pressure. Neary behind his own net. Sends it to the far side boards. That's not out of the zone. Now white jerseys surround the puck before it's finally worked free. Cross-ice pass off the mark. Hegarty steps in. Sends down low once again. Phantoms controlling. Back to the point now. Martin with it. Cross-ice Hegarty. His shot blocked down. Here's an opportunity. McClellan the other way. McClellan onside. Shooting and a blocker save made by Moran. Rebound. McClellan sends behind the net. Phantoms control here with 10:29 to go. Third period. A 5-1 Trinity lead. Onside rush. Manigo shooting it. Stick the side by Klein. Rebound. Corral sent up. Not out of the zone though. Kept in by Chug momentarily. Panthers now with it through Turnbull. Trevor Turnbull steps through one and nearly got beheaded that time by an on-rushing Andy Chug. Onside Ryan Cole. His shot blocked off into the corner. Andy Chuk, 6'4", 210-pound defenseman, nearly blew that play up. Turnbull did well to look up and avoid the check. Chuk across Feeney. Shot, that's wide. Rebound behind. Centered out in front. That's intercepted to the point, but not out. Chuk keeps in, sends down low. Gets hit by Conrad. Nice little battle there. Conrad on a small guy himself at 6'5", 225. A rising shot by Ryan Cole gets the glass. Rebound Feeney. His shot knocked aside. Rebound down low. Back to Chuk at the point. Chuk sends it wide. Hard wrister. Rebound corralled and controlled by Whitney. Whitney turnaround shot. Save made by Klein. In the corner it goes. Sent up and out of the zone. Chug's got it at the red line. Couple passes. Everybody clears the zone onside. The dump in. Line change on for the Bantams. 9 minutes to go. Third period. 5-1. Panthers trailing. Behind the net now. Dawson. Dawson snaps a long pass ahead that's intercepted. Kicked around a little bit at the blue line before the Bantams come away with it. Pfeffer's got it. Pfeffer. Pass for Orlando. That's intercepted. Back out to center and quickly back in. Ross ice pass now. Neary with it. Chip ahead. Pfeffer couldn't control. Back for it. Johnson. Sam Johnson off the half boards and all the way down. This is going to be icing against Trinity. Here's the whistle with 8:21 to go. Third period. 5-1. Trinity leading Middlebury. Middlebury College Hockey and One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding. Route 7 South in Middlebury. Off the tie-up, puck down low, and went in front of the Zamboni door behind the Trinity goal. Still battle for it. Eventually comes to Andrew Neary at the point. Neary steps around one, shooting, and a save made by Moran, and he holds on. 8:06 to go, third period. Both teams send some fresh forwards out there. 5-1 Trinity. Vinny Gisanti getting ready to take this face off, and he'll do so against Ross Mandigo. Off the draw, face off is won by Trinity. Get out the center. Bubenow sends into the zone. McClellan back for it. He's tied up. Still Dineen, and then Neary just shuffleboards it out to center. Sent back into the Panther zone. Klein goes behind his own net to get it. Stepping out is Dineen. Backhands a pass on ahead to Lloyd. Connor Lloyd gains the red line, dumps into the zone. Knocked out of midair by Moran. Panthers, though, set up. Lloyd trying to get it to McClellan, but it's off his skates. Still battled for behind the net. Comes clear to Hegarty. Connor Hegarty ahead to Sleeper. Sleeper is met at the blue line by Dawson. He goes back in offside. And so a neutral zone faceoff with 7:22 to go in the third period. 5-1 Trinity. Faceoff right below us practically. Panthers control off the draw. It's Dawson having a backtrack in his own end. Give to McKee, who chips into the zone. Now back up and out to center. Gloved and sent forward. Onside play and a shot save made by Klein. Rebound is controlled behind the net. Dawson. The send ahead. It goes all the way down. This will be icing against the Panthers. And the faceoff comes all the way in the Middlebury end. 6:52 to go, third period, 5-1 Trinity. And the Bantams have been in complete control, out shooting Middlebury 43-13. First period was 1-1, but since then the Bantams have completely controlled this matchup. Chip in is to knock down, and here comes Trinity again. Cross ice pass. Zuccherini shot, save made, rebounds. No goal. It was loose on the side. The referee lost sight of it. knocked home after the whistle. And so it'll stay at 5-1 with 6:39 to go in the third. And Coach Matt Greason not happy about the quick whistle. Off the draw, Cole shot, skips wide. Rebound, and the Panthers look to get it out and do. Here's Allen. Allen puts on the brakes. A centering pass knocked down. This will be flipped up and out to center. Bantams coming clear again. It's 2-on-1 now. Sabinski, a shot save made by Klein. The rebound loose in the near corner. Panthers come away with it. This has just been nonstop pressure by Trinity all the way through. Have the 5-1 lead now with 6 minutes to go, third period. Onside play for Trinity. Ryan Cole trying to leave one off, but not able to link up with Whitney. Cross-ice pass. This is Vinny Gesanti with it. Gesanti tried to chip it off the wall. It's intercepted, and a second time, Dawson chips into the Bantam end. With it now is TJ Sherman. Sherman sends into the Middlebury zone. Slugged around the wall by Dawson. It's tied up there on the far boards. Couple players trying to come away with it. Battle down low. Everybody skating forward, tangled up. Finally, Brandon Cole's got it. Cole trying to center out in front, cut off by Lloyd. Intercepted. High slot for a shot. Save made. Rebound loose. Never gets through. Bantam still in possession. Johnson, cross ice pass. The hold, the wrist shot deflected into the corner. On the net and sent around. Johnson's going to step up to this loose puck and send in and then administer a hit on Lyman afterwards. Sent up the far boards and all the way down. Deflected snow icing by McClellan. 4:43 to go. Third period. 5-1 Trinity. Slap up center ice right to McKee, who sends back in. Moran sets up behind his own net. Move on the right wing side, left wing side, I should say, and the Bantams come out with it. Center ice, Orlando splits the D. Orlando trying to put one back out in front for Bubinow, but it's cut off. And now Neary comes out the other way. Andrew Neary, his shot deflected. Turnbull score! Neary's shot was deflected right into the path of Trevor Turnbull. And Turnbull makes it 5-2 Trinity with 4:16 to go in the third. So Turnbull gets one back on the board. Second straight game that Turnbull has scored. And now makes it 5-2. Onside play the other way and a save made by Klein. A rebound loose on the net. Trinity controlling. A shot from the point. That's deflected up and over. Puck play down low. Collision now at the blue line. Chug out center ice. Back for Pfeffer. Bantams recoil here, I should say. Send back in a shot. That's deflected up and over. Still, they battle down low for it. And now back out into the Trinity zone. 3:25 to go, third period. Panthers back in their own end, getting a loose puck. They trail by three. This one goes all the way down. It'll be an icing against Middlebury. Faceoff to come all the way into the bent in the Trinity, I should say Middlebury zone. With 3:12 to go in the third. Turnbull's fourth of the season from Neary at 15:44. By the way, the goal earlier in the period, Feeney took the shot from the point. It was tipped in front. Zuccherini got his second of the season from Feeney at 5:39. That was the fifth goal for the Bantams. 5-2 the score as we come up on the three-minute mark to go here in the third period. Send into the zone. Back for it now. Pass ahead, Sabitsky. Onside, oh, offside play at the blue line. Cole was a step ahead with 2:49 to go, third period. Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South, Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com. Panthers still showing some fighting spirit here in this one, despite the lopsided shot total here. 48-14 in favor of Trinity. Puck around, but not out of the zone. Johnson on the keep, and it eventually does come out the center. All the way down, no icing. Turnbull on the forecheck, peeling away Sherman. Cross ice pass now, Johnson. That's sent all the way down. This will be waved off as well. Klein has to come out to chop it along. Here's Turnbull. Cross ice pass, Conrad. Red Conrad, onside play, shooting and missed the far post. Rebound to Ryan Cole. Cole skates it up and chips it offside. Had to make one evasive move, and that pulled his teammate offside. Sean Orlando gets the whistle. 2:02 to go, third period, 5-2 Trinity. Orlando and Jacobs to take the draw. And Orlando wins the draw clean. Griffin Martin sends in and around. Back for Dawson. Sends up the boards, not out. And then comes right back to all of them in the corner. They battle along. Kicking the puck along with his stick, then picking up his stick that was on the ice was Knowlton. And then the puck comes around the far boards and out to center. Hegarty's got it now. Goes cross ice to Martin. Martin takes a look. The send in by Brandon Cole right to goal. It's been covered up by Stephen Klein. 91 seconds to go in this one. 5-2. Trinity with the lead. Middlebury, their next two games against local rivals Norwich on Tuesday, Plattsburgh on Friday. And go back to conference play the rest of the season. Trinity on the draw, controls. A shot from the point, knocked down in front, still loose, and finally the Panthers come away with it. Ahead is Jasanti. Jasanti onside, sharp angle shot. Moran makes the stop. Rebound back to Bellucci. His shot shrugged down. The rebound still loose. In front, it just goes wide. Behind and now around with it. And Jasanti trying to get a pass out to Neary. It's intercepted and sent back out. A bouncing puck at center. Skid up offside. Mandigo just over the line before Sleeper could clear the zone. 57.2 seconds to go. 5-2. Trinity leads. Mitchell's own face-off controlled by the Bantams. And the back end into the Panthers zone. And Dawson. Conrad slings it around and into the Trinity zone. Down the net with it. Skating out the other side, Sherman. Pass on up ahead. Kicked forward by Zuccherini. He goes into the far side corner. Puck slipped around the wall to the point. Backhanded along by Feeney. Half a minute to go in this one. Feeney couldn't keep in at the blue line. That's the retreat into his own end to get it. Sends a pass along to Orlando. Now Savitsky onside. His shot blocked down. Goes into the corner and gets it. And Savitsky and Jacobs come together. 10 seconds to go. Puck in the near side corner. Dawson sends it on. 3 seconds, and this will wrap it up. One last shot right to Moran, who shrugs it down. And the Trinity Bantams come away with a 5-2 victory over the Middlebury Panthers here at the Koppel Community Center. A game that was one-sided in terms of the shots and the play. And Trinity comes out with the 5-2 win. Final shot totals 49-17 in favor of Trinity. Post-game, when we come back, our final score, 5-2, Trinity defeats Middlebury. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just
Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products at many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
It's Tom Denneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Vergennes, or DenekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
5-2, the final score here. Trinity defeats Middlebury here at the Capital Center. It was 4-1 going into the third period, and then the Bantams would add to the lead at the 5:39 mark on a point shot. Off the draw, controlled by the Bantams. Feeney shot, score! It might have been tipped in front. Feeney took the shot for the point, and it found its way through the five hole of Stephen Klein. And with 14:21 to go in the third, it's now 5-1 Trinity. It did find, it was deflected, I should say, in front. Charlie Zuccherini gets the goal. Liam Feeney the assist. Zuccherini's second of the season. It makes it 5-1 Trinity. Middlebury would pull one back at the 15:44 mark. Freshman Trevor Turnbull getting on the board again. Center ice, Orlando splits the D. Orlando trying to put one back out in front from Bubenow, but it's cut off. And now Neary comes out the other way. Andrew Neary, his shot deflected. Turnbull scores! Neary's shot was deflected right into the path of Trevor Turnbull. And Turnbull makes it 5-2 Trinity with 4:16 to go in the third. That's Trevor Turnbull's fourth goal of the season, nearing the lone assist. And that one comes at the 15:44 mark, making it 5-2. But that would be the last goal of the game. 5-2, the final score. Shots in the third period For Trinity, 14, a game total of 49. And for Middlebury, 7, a game total of 17. Our stars of the game when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now, back to Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Our final score here, 5-2. Trinity defeats Middlebury. Here are stars of the game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Our third star, Middlebury player, we'll get one in there. It's Trevor Turnbull. Honorable mention to Stephen Klein for making 44 saves. Trevor Turnbull, goal and assist. We'll give him the number three star. Number two star goes to Trinity's number 19, Anthony Savitsky. He had a goal and an assist on the afternoon. He is our number two star. The number one star, Sean Orlando, a goal and two assists for Orlando. He gets the number one star this afternoon. Those are the stars of the game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. The NESCAC scoreboard, now with all the games having gone final, this last one wrapping up. By the way, Tufts and Plymouth State are 1-1 in the second period. Everything else final. Trinity, Williams, Hamilton, Amherst all victorious this afternoon. And so when we look at the standings here in men's ice hockey, it's now really looking more and more bleak for the Panthers, dropping to 0-8. In conference play, Connecticut College is ahead of them at 1-4-1. The playoff spot, that eighth spot right now, is being held down by Bowdoin at 3-5. They are at 6 points, as is Wesleyan. Wesleyan ahead on the win percentage. So Middlebury, 6 points behind Bowdoin with the same amount of games to play in conference, 10 games to go. Wesleyan's got 12 games to go in conference still. Amherst at 3-3-1. They are in the sixth spot right now. Colby in the five spot, 4-3-1. Williams on percentage in fourth at 4-2-2. Trinity 4-2. Now in the number three spot. Tufts 4-1-1 in second. Hamilton leads everybody 5-0-2. In conference, 10-0-2 overall on the season. So Middlebury's got themselves a little bit of a uphill climb, to say the least, as they are 6 points out of a NESCAC playoff spot as they come up on the second half of the season. Overall now, Middlebury drops to 0-11-1 on the season, and Trinity elevates their record to 8-3-1. The second half of the season, the final 12 games come up, and it starts Tuesday night, January 10th, a 7 p.m. faceoff, when Middlebury takes on the Norwich Cadets live from Kenyon Arena. Our pregame show will start at 6:30 p.m. right here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Jim Tai doing an excellent job again back in the studio. Thank you very much to him, and thank you for tuning in to Middlebury College Hockey here on One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. My name is Brett Luther. Once again, our final score here from the Koppel Center, it is the Trinity Bantams 5 and the Middlebury Panthers 2. Until Tuesday night, we say good night from Hartford, Connecticut.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Lambridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at nbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Jello Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Lathrop Forest Products. For more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management, South Street in Middlebury. And Denniker Chevrolet, Route 7 South of Middlebury, and at DennikerChevrolet.com.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.